Hello?
How you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you? Is this
Pretty good.
Gregory?
Yes, it is.
Hi, my name is Mai Soon. We're speaking on a recorded line. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I haven't.
No law firm has sent you anything to sign electronically or through the mail?
No.
Okay. And were you filing for yourself or for a loved one?
For myself.
And what were you diagnosed with after spring Roundup?
Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. When were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed July. Wait a minute. It's been a minute. I was diagnosed in July 17, 2013.
July 17th, 2013.
Yes.
And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
53.
Three. And did you spray Roundup within 20 years of your initial diagnosis?
Within 20 years, I would say you see, I used it for like 7 years. I started using it, let's say, October 2005.
Okay, so would you say you sprayed Roundup for a minimum of 2 years?
Yes.
And a total
I
of
stopped
seven
using.
years.
Yeah.
Okay. And then when did you say you stopped spraying it?
I stopped, I guess, around June 22nd, 2012.
Okay. And so would you say that you sprayed Roundup within 20 years of your diagnosis?
Within 20 years. Something like that, yes. Yes.
Okay. And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes.
And if you had to estimate the amount of hours of exposure you've had spraying Roundup in your lifetime, what would you say?
Let me see. I would say a good maybe 5 years or more.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Do you know how many hours of exposure in total? It could be a rough estimate of.
How many hours, in total? Not even, we can't say in total, but I would say like within like sprint it like twice, run it like twice a week. Twice a week.
Okay.
About twice a week for maybe about an hour and a half or two, twice a week.
Okay. So then throughout your lifetime, would you say it was over 2 hours, over 5 hours, over 10 hours from when you first started to bring it? Over 10?
Over 10 hours. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then before your diagnosis, how long were you spraying Roundup for?
For a while.
You started in 2005.
Mm-hmm. And I stopped using it in 2012.
Okay, so about 7 years before you were diagnosed. And you said you stopped, it was June 22nd of 2012?
Yes.
Okay. And where were you spraying the Roundup?
Backyard, front yard, or the anywhere the weeds would come up at, I was trying to get rid of them.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's diagnosis?
No.
And was anyone else in the house affected or any family members after being exposed?
No, just me.
Okay. Then I'm just going to list off a few illnesses. You can just say yes or no if this applies to you, okay?
Okay.
Right. HIV, AIDS, or organ transplant?
No.
Autoimmune disease, hepatitis B?
No.
Hepatitis C or Epstein-Barr?
No.
Arthritis, diabetes, or lupus?
No.
Any cancer requiring chemo other than non-Hodgkin's?
No.
And any family history of cancer?
No.
Okay, thank you. And I have your first name spelled G-R-E-G-O-R-Y.
Yes.
Last name D-A-V-I-S.
Yes.
Thank you. Can you confirm your gender for me?
Male.
And are you married?
No.
And what is your date of birth?
6-8-59.
And your current age?
I'm 65, going on 66 in June.
Oh, wow. And how did you first learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
Facebook.
Was that recently, like around this year, or when did you?
I would say that was around 2013, I think, yeah.
2013 is when you became aware that your diagnosis may have been related to Roundup?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your height and weight?
5'11" and a half. my weight is 246 now.
And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
This is a smartphone.
Okay. And then is this your main cell phone number, the 310-502-0156?
Yes.
0156. And do you have any... Oh, an email address I can put down?
Yes. GregoryDavis902@yahoo.com.
Okay, thank you. And you started spraying October of 2005?
Yes.
Do you know how many times per month you were spraying Roundup?
I would say, per month, four.
Four times a month?
No. Six times a month.
Okay. And did you use any protective gear when applying the Roundup?
No.
And what state did you use the product in?
California.
Okay. And then do you have an estimate of how many exposures to Roundup you've had in your lifetime?
Just in my lifetime?
Yeah.
Maybe 80 times, something like that.
Okay. Over 80. And do you get your water from a well?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
Have you been exposed to Agent Orange or benzene?
No.
Right. And as far as the Roundup that you were using, was it the concentrate or premix?
Premix.
Okay. And did you purchase the Roundup from a company that is either incorporated or has a place of business in the same state as you in California?
I'm from Home Depot.
Okay. Home Depot. Do you have any receipts or empty bottles, anything like that?
Probably getting checked in the garage. Minute.
Okay. And have you ever smoked?
No.
Are you currently employed?
No.
No. Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
No. I was on... At the time, I was unemployed.
Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Okay. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy, disability, or workers' compensation claim?
No.
And other than a minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. And can I get the name of your diagnosing doctor and the facility?
Yes. It's Dr. Everett Chan.
Chan. And the facility?
Paradise Valley Hospital.
That's the one on 2400 East 4th Street in National City?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And you said your doctor's name was it Everett Chan?
Yeah, yes.
Oh, Everett Chan, I see. And how has your diagnosis impacted your life?
It changes a lot. I'm glad to still be here.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Would you say some mental, physical hardships or?
Both.
And do you have any medical records that could show your diagnosis?
I do, but right now my sister has, she's been diagnosed with lupus, so I've been here taking care of her. My boy is a handful. And right now, once I make it back home, I can look through my files and stuff in the garage.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine. And for your medical treatment, was it at the same facility, the Paradise Hospital?
Yes.
Was it with the same doctor, or did you have a different one?
Same one.
Same one. And do you remember the treatment date?
I would say, let me see. July 18th, 2013.
July 18th, 2013?
Yes.
And what type of treatment did you receive?
I had a, how do you pronounce it? Well, they took my spleen out. Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah, splenectomy, and I had chemo. Three sessions of chemo. So all together, it's like 3 months.
Oh, and how are you doing now?
Right now, I'm cancer free.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yep. Chemo takes a lot out of you.
Yeah. No. Okay. And we are almost finished. Can I also get your home address?
807 South Holly Avenue, Compton, California, 90221.
Thank you. And then what is your social?
573-1963-36.
Thank you. And then we do also request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
Okay. Let me see. One second.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. 547-5253.
Does this person live with you?
She comes in and out.
Okay. And what is her first and last name?
Elaine Humphrey.
Humphrey, is that H-U-M-P-H-R-E-Y?
Yes.
And then Elaine, I put E-L-A-I-N-E?
Yes.
And what is your relationship to this person?
She's my god sister.
Do we have permission to contact her if needed?
Yes.
Okay. Right. And have you used DocuSign before?
Yes.
Okay. Then I'm going to go ahead and send over the documents to you right now. You should receive it as a text message and sent to your email, so whichever one is easier for you to open up.
Okay.
Okay. And then before we wrap up, I did want to make sure you know what to expect next. While they're working on your claim, the law firm will be reaching out a lot to finalize your claim, and I will be calling you within the next couple of hours once your file has passed QA to transfer you over to them directly and introduce you.
Okay.
They may go over some of the same questions we discussed today. That's completely normal. It's just part of their process to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case.
Yes.
And they may also need you to sign additional forms like a medical release so they can collect records to strengthen your claim. So if you see any paperwork from them, be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly.
Okay.
And since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we want to make sure you're fully prepared. So if you don't hear from them in the next 24 to 48 hours, I highly recommend giving them a call directly to follow up.
Okay.
Can you confirm that you will be available to speak with them as you have with me today?
Yes.
Perfect. And did you have any other questions before I submit your information?
No, everything's fine.
Okay. Then let me know once you have received that DocuSign link.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. You can go ahead and open that up.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. And then you should see a start button that'll take you to the first signature field.
Okay. Okay.
Did you finish?
I'm almost.
Okay. And I'm also going to send you a text from my direct line, just so you have my number in case you had any questions at all.
Okay.
I just sent my text. Did you receive that?
Yes, I got it.
Okay. All right. And then I see that you did just sign it. So that is all I need from you right now. If you did have any questions at all, you can reach back out to me at that 949 number.
Thank you.
And then I will be giving you a call shortly to transfer you over to the attorneys. But until then, did you have any other questions at all?
No, not at all.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you.
Of course. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you.
Okay.